So they were stabbing another inmates at this point.
I think it was inmates that got stabbed at that.
It's just so hardcore in there, bro. I don't know how you do it. How's it going, guys? It's Unasipi, Uzwane Sibongo, obviously the founder of Sledge Underground and also drummer of Thorns of Ivory. At the moment, I have got China the Artist. This is, in fact, an interview that was meant to be done by Uandile, but because of time, we had to just sort of just handle out of nowhere. So we've had China on the podcast before, as you all know. So this shouldn't be anything new. We're just trying to catch up with him, find out what's been happening, and so on and so forth. I've asked Uandile as well to send me some of the questions that he might have had, but hopefully we can just have ourselves a really chill conversation, just catching up with a mate, and yeah, I think we should definitely jump into it, bro. How's things going?
Let's go, bro. How have you been, man? Oh, man. Everything is going well. Everything's been going good.
The last time we saw you, you were not a father, and now you're a father of two.
Yes, sir. Fucking double blessing, bro.
Hey,
yes,
that's
sir.
Absolutely amazing, man. So how has fatherhood been for you? You know, how have you been adjusting? Has it had any impact on your music at all? Let me know.
First things first, we have to thank God for the blessing that he gave me. Yeah, boy. There's a lot that happened prior to me receiving this blessing. But on a personal side, I wouldn't like to share it here, but you'll probably hear it in the music. But nonetheless, dog, I'm one of my soldiers, bruh. I'm happy every time I'm with them. Every single time, bro. And I cannot thank my partner, I cannot thank my family for the support, I cannot thank God for this blessing that he's given me. And the change musically has been massive, even in my life, just personally as an individual, dude, as a guy, as a person, as a father. It's all new to me. Yeah, but we were expecting one, we got two, so it's a lot to adjust to, but all in all, we're making it happen, we're making it work. Music wise, it has limited me in terms of especially gigging, especially going to the studio and writing, even because I can't just now pick up the headsets and write the speaker and then start writing when the boys are here. I gotta be watching them, so that time also I needed to try and maneuver it somehow. Sometimes I write when I'm on my way to work. Sometimes I write when I'm like, I got an hour free at the office of Spani. Sometimes I write at home when the aunties maybe watching the boys. I'm like, Excel, let me just maybe write down two stanzas or something. But all in all, dog, it's been a big change. And I'm adjusting. I'm adjusting to it.
I think if anything, it shows just how, you know, your resolve and not, you know, just giving up as an artist as well, overall being able to push all these years. What are some of the things that you went through leading up to that, and how did you sort of overcome them?
With my partner, when we were trying to have a child, we were both ready and we were like praying for one, and eventually, you know, she told me, she woke me up late at night like, yo, this is it.
Damn, bro.
This is it. I remember it was I think the 22nd of September. Late at night. And she told me. Anyways, we went to the doctor like 2 days later, we went to the doctor. And the doctor was like, bro, I see 3 on the scanner. So we were like, whoa.
What do you eat, bro? Like,
whoa, what the fuck?
Like, what?
Bruh, it was 3, dog. It was 3 on
the
scan.
3 and 1, bro. You aren't even playing.
And we were planning for 1, so it was a big shock to us. Yeah. We were totally shocked and scared, you know, of the unknown.
Yeah, for sure.
So, anyways, we went home just contemplating, bruh, just having a lot of thoughts in our heads. And, yeah, man. All in all, a few... like, I think it was 2 months later, that's when we went to the doctor, or she went to the hospital.
Yeah.
And did another proper scan there, and then they found out that there's actually 2.
Okay.
It's not 3 anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, at the same time, we were sad, but at the same time, we were happy that at least, you know, 2 are living strong. You know, their heartbeats are strong.
For
and
sure.
Whatnot. Yeah.
For sure.
But even prior to that there, before we even had... before we were trying for this one, there was actually a time when she told me that, hey, I think I could be,
yeah, I am. Prior to this,
prior to me, us getting the twins. And unfortunately, it happened that it was a freak accident.
Okay.
And we lost that one.
We
lost that one, and I thank my partner as well for like being so strong.
Yeah.
And so brave.
For sure.
Because she opted that we go for counseling.
Okay.
We went for counseling, and everything that we went through there, everything we spoke about, you know, we poured our hearts out, you know, and I think it made us strong in the relationship.
For sure. For sure.
And it brought us together. And I think a few months down the line, that's when we like tried again.
And then
now it was like
boom.
Just because you lost that one, doesn't that would blessing
Yaakov. For sure.
So yeah, man, it was like a big turn and a big eye opener.
Yeah.
In terms of like shit, you know what I mean? No matter what we're going through, God is on our side.
Yeah, for sure.
And I thank my partner for sticking through it, for sticking and just being brave and being so strong
through
it all. Because I think without her, bro,
it would be a bit difficult.
It would be something else.
Yeah, you know what? I relate to that, bro, because must have been in 2010, I think it was. And I don't even remember how old I was. Probably still doing grade 9.
Yeah.
And we were at home. I was due to have like a baby brother. And then, you know, it didn't happen, you know, due to something similar. So I know the feels, bro, as much as it wasn't my child, but, you know, that excitement my mom had, that excitement the family had and everything like that.
True.
Was very early, you know, in the whole stages, but it was like, you know.
Like teen, I'm feeling, you know.
So there's always that expectation that, oh, man, you get so excited and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But as you say, bro, you know, things took a complete, you know, 180 and... down the line, you guys, and you were telling me a bit before as well when we started, or before we started, Woodsy, you know, they've started, you know, like using their walker and everything like that. Bro, it must be a really good experience raising your children right now.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the fact that it's about Sarah now.
Yeah,
well, my lady stays with me, the boys stay with me.
Oh, it's the most amazing thing ever. It's the most amazing thing ever.
Get to experience everything.
Everything.
Damn, you know what I mean? From when they got out the hospital. We took them home till now. They're 8 months. They just turned 8 months this past Tuesday.
Wow, bro.
So, it's amazing to see. And the way that time flies by so quickly.
Oh, bro, I'm telling
you. I can't even remember when they were like 2 months old, bro.
Bro, just now they're going to be 7 years old. You know what I mean? Trust me. Like,
yes.
It happens. It's like time just flies.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely amazing, you know, just finding out that fatherhood side and just seeing, you know, some of the adversity you went through, being able to overcome that. And now, you know, you're making music. Has it changed? I know that it's changed the way that you approach making music, because you had to make time and find gaps and such.
Yeah.
The actual content itself, has it changed any of that there?
The content, I wouldn't say it's changed 100%, because I still make feel good music.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I can say I found new inspiration in my children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In my soldiers. So they give me the most highest drive, dog.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even in the songs, some of the songs that I've written are about them.
Yeah.
And for them. Yeah, well, so you hear the growth.
Mm.
You'll hear the growth, and you'll also hear the passion in it, and you'll hear the joy as well. Because I think the last time we put out music was last year.
Yeah.
Early last year.
Okay.
Manga Pussy.
Yeah, so, and how was that received?
Yo, dog. We dropped I Wonder, the EP, last year. Early 2023, bro. That was a beautiful project. Even Illuminati was on
that. It was on that one.
That intro.
It was actually taken, the segment was taken from the interview that we did back then.
Last interview we did.
For sure.
So, it was a beautiful project. I ain't gonna lie, dog.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. There was some banger songs on there. Couple of favorites from Abantwangapande.
Yeah.
Even a couple of favorites from my side. Even my partner's got like a favorite on that joint.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, boss. So, it was a beautiful project, and we wanted to also try and step it up a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Because ever since I moved to Durban, I've been hearing some really dope artists.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I've been influenced by them.
Okay.
And inspired by them. Yeah, well, especially when it comes to Amachi Tambe, so that mix even neck.
For sure.
And the slogan of it, so in their songs. So I picked that up, and some of the guys were like, yo, brah, it's way input dog.
Okay.
You're good.
But yeah.
Maybe you should try. Yeah, well.
Add some vernac in there.
Add some vernac in your joints like that there.
Who are some of these artists that you speak of, bro, that you look up to here in Durban?
I got a shout out Poster Boy.
Oh, yeah?
My boys.
I got shout out. They actually sent you a shout out. On we did an interview with Keegan.
Yes.
And I gave him like an ultimatum. Was it the Keegan episode? I gave him an ultimatum.
Yeah, I think
it was.
That one too.
It was like if you had to create an event and you had China the Artist. And I forgot who I put you against.
I think it was Upek events, huh?
Yeah, it was Pig.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I remember. Yeah. And I think he said pig.
Yeah.
But I think he still has massive respect for you because the way that you were speaking about you and such. Yeah. Shout out to Postable, man.
So it's how much you tell I take you anyway too. Absolutely. First and foremost, I gotta say Poster Boy.
Okay.
Pig, one of them. Captain 95. I don't know if you know Captain 95.
Not familiar. Not yet.
H Combe, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, yeah.
About Celestial Mike compared to Oskindi that is now coming up.
Yeah.
And more. Who else is actually in Durban doing the most? P Dog.
Yeah.
Flower. About Flower Snakes.
Yeah, Chris Snakes, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Snakes.
Yeah, for sure.
I bought them guys there. I listen to them joints to their songs. Yeah, more whenever they putting out some contact with on the net. So in terms of me now trying to put even neck a bit in my stuff.
Yeah.
I listen to Lamachita cool a bit, especially on Celestial Vetu or Oskindi.
Yeah.
Or Captain 95. So I was like, okay. I was reluctant, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Because I've never done it before.
For sure. Yeah.
So even my other producer, Usurge, was like, yeah, bro, just try it.
Try it.
Just try it, you know. Yeah. Ain't gonna hurt. So anyways, luckily there was one in particular I was like,
you're gonna try
needs,
it on
this
on,
needs
yeah.
that thing yeah, this yeah. needs that. So I tried it on there and dog, the way it came off,
damn bro.
So I can't wait for the people to hear it. It's a smash.
Give me dates, bro, like when is that going to be releasing, do you reckon?
I spoke to Zwan Vets and we were like hoping to drop it April 5th, but since there's one joint that I had to send him, and then there's like a couple of skits that I sent him as well that he's supposed to add on there.
Are these VNs that people send you?
Nah. These are not VNs, bro. These are my kids.
This is me
playing with my kids singing happy birthday to them.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
I sent him that there and I said, Dexay, please add these on the project as well.
Yeah.
And as soon as we finalized all of that, we'll set another date. So I don't think it's going to be April 5 anymore.
Yeah.
But it might be towards the end of April, I'm hoping.
Oh, I'm super excited for that one. But I want to read some of the questions. We're near the tail end of the interview. Some questions that were sent through by Andile as well, since he could not make it.
Yeah.
So he was like, I was basically going to ask him how things have been for him since the last time we had him on, how COVID affected him. I guess that would be the first one. How did COVID affect you? Because a lot of people were affected negatively by that there.
True story.
So for you, how did that sort of impact your music, especially?
My music especially?
Yeah.
Music-wise, it actually gave me more time.
Okay.
It actually gave...
Because we were home, bro. You're right.
So it more gave creativity. Me and Zwa more time for the creative side to like flourish.
Did you go to Freyheit? I was actually
here in Durban.
In Durban, okay.
The whole time. Because during that time, I was still... training.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think we had just finished the training.
For sure.
And then we were supposed to sign a permanent contract.
Yeah.
Then we couldn't.
Mm.
Yeah, well, so that affected work.
Yeah.
In terms of me starting my permanent contract early.
Yeah.
But anyways, with music, dog, it gave me more time to write, plan out, and just be more creative, have more freedom. And I think in that year, we probably put out the Connect EP.
Yeah.
And it had really, really dope joints, bro.
I want to know, bro, you mentioned your job, your 9-to-5. What's the craziest thing you've seen in prison?
I would say my first pagama bit.
What happened?
Pagama means when inmates stab other inmates.
Yeah.
So they kneeling down here.
Yeah.
Kuna matroli lang apam guabo.
Okay.
There's sentenced offenders which are serving them.
So these people all chilling in like one area, like one spot.
Yeah, one spot. So line by line.
Yeah.
They're sitting like 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah.
So line by line, they go on the trolleys. They get their porridge, maybe their bread,
yeah,
maybe some tea, and then they go back to their cells.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so during that time when they were kneeling down, I think it was probably like 2 or 3 of them that just jumped up with some weapons of some sort, homemade.
Homemade, yeah, bro.
So it's either they wrap him up.
Yeah.
Maybe like a broken window, sharpened end. They wrap it up in plastic.
Yeah.
They stab you with that there. Or mhlambe bathole isipikili somewhere.
So they were stabbing another inmate at this point.
I think it was 3 inmates that got stabbed that day.
It's just so hardcore in there, bro. I don't know how you do it. Because even your life is like not safe, really.
Exactly.
You know, because they can also just turn it around to you instead of other inmates. Yeah. You know, so what does it take for you to actually have enough liver? Go through that.
Yeah. Hey, my dog, I'm gonna tell you, honestly speaking, whenever we go inside, we pray.
Okay.
We pray first and foremost that
nothing happens.
This not be the day that I don't come out of here. Yeah. Because coming out of there is always, I'm always grateful.
Yeah.
You know, because anything can happen at any time, anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's going to happen in the section only.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it can happen on your way escorting a prisoner to hospital.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well, or just walking up the ramps in the prison.
Out of nowhere. So
we got to be on our guard at all times.
Yeah.
I try to be on my guard at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, especially when I enter those sections where I know it's Ebola.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Anything
can
happen.
Anything
can
happen.
Either serving of breakfast or lunchtime.
Yeah.
Inmates are all about in the courtyard, so even on the ramps, I make sure I carry my security equipment,
just to be safe, just to make sure
pepper sprays or bonfire. I mean,
okay,
I try to be on my guard, dog, at all times.
Aware.
Every time I'm inside, I always pray, like,
let
not anything bad happen today,
For sure, for sure.
Even if I sit by a parama bit, they don't stab me. Obviously, we got to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
And by defusing the situation,
your life is in danger.
We got to, you know, use that minimum force.
Yeah,
or
that force, for sure.
And it happens when you use minimum force and you can see it's okay. Ushayekile umfana, but maybe he's not that hurt.
Yeah.
He's bleeding on the head. And then you take him to a hospital. All of a sudden, this guy passes away in a week. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Now that's a case on you.
Oh.
You see what I mean? Now it's on me. He's the one that stabbed another inmate.
Yeah.
I had to use minimum force to defuse everything.
Yeah, man.
All of a sudden, but to say I show no buff of it.
Oh.
Yeah, boy. So it can happen bits of both ways.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, bro.
So we always gotta be.
Yo, that is very hectic, bro. Just to round off, what are your thoughts on the Durban scene? Just the Durban hip hop scene specifically. Mm. Like, I'll share my thoughts with you because personally I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not a massive fan of how things work in the hip-hop community in Durban. Of just some of the experiences that I've had with individuals and certain artists, hip-hop artists, has put me off.
Yeah.
And the reception for something like Sludge Underground as well in the hip-hop community versus the alt community. Me personally, I just feel like the alt community is a lot more supportive. There's a lot more unity. You're able to be yourself in there and not have to put up any appearances. I feel like with hip-hop, it's more about status, who you know, and what someone can gain from you. So I try to sort of stay away from the hip-hop community. Like, you and I are homies, so that's why I even know you as a hip-hop artist type thing. What are your thoughts on how the hip-hop cats move around in Durban and what the hip-hop scene is like in general?
Yeah, well, before I came through to Durban, bro, I even when I got here, I was like, yo, this is a perfect spot for me to continue growing my music, continue growing my fan base and you know, my content, because it's not as quick and fast as Joburg is. It's Joburg, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on you,
for sure,
you know what I mean, and then here there's not a lot of pressure, but at the same time I feel like there's not a lot of support coming back from the people outside. You know what I mean? And then with the guys that I can say, okay, maybe they're like up there or something like that there. I don't know. I don't know, my nigga. I don't know if, like you said, so you gotta be somebody for them to like welcome you in your circle, yeah. or maybe to invite you to a gig or something like that. There, especially with them, I'm a podcast, I'm a fan, jinga, and if it's,
yeah,
you know, it's yeah. fucking tough to even get on there, bro. You know,
yeah, and it should be accessible because you're a Durban artist.
And if it's, and you thinking, I know, so I got some music, I got some content. You guys are here in Durban.
Nama you were invited Kana. To one of them, hey, but.
I'm like, you send an email to today, guys next reply thing. Fucking 6 months down the line.
So there's a lot of unprofessionalism there as well.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. I had a lot of hope when I came through, bro.
Yeah.
I thought, I know, this is a perfect spot.
What should people be doing better to make this the hip hop scene better?
I think we're too. Abone Fraya, that's where I come from.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're at, top or bottom. If you're doing your hip hop, if you're doing music, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome, bro.
Yeah.
Abone.
And you're a king in Fraya, bro. I think Durban people don't realize that. They need to put respect on your name.
I don't know what that did. But you're over to. Especially since I'm a podcast basically now, but now I think it caught up to it's now
they're popping
for real
up.
For real or something. Yeah. They popping up, they born up. We have a radio station now. So nice. Now that we have these things, they invite you, bro.
Yeah.
They invite no matter who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think the same sort of love and support for your peer.
Yeah.
In terms of if you're doing music, if you're doing hip hop, bro, come through.
Yeah,
but let's help sure. each other grow. You know what I mean?
Durban needs more of that.
Yeah, let's help each other grow. Bitch.
It's crazy because, as I say, in the alt community, that's very much there. You know the way these artists and these people move, bro. Like the podcast that you're mentioning, it's like you can't personally reach out to them because it's sort of. You perceived as now this fan, and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm reaching it. Exactly. When that's not even the case.
Exactly.
You know, that's not even the case. It's
bro.
The way that hip hop artists move is wild in Durban. But hey, what can we do, right?
It is what it is.
What can we do
at
the end of the day? We just need to play our exactly. own parts, you know?
Yeah. Never been a one attempt to go with a third towel. Nah. And if I do it now, you gon' make me out like a coward. Hey, well. I just wanna be remembered as a good dude, baby. Yeah. Plain house, you remember served your cooked food daily.